Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadli Qira'at al-Qur'an, the chapter on the virtues of recitation of Qur'an Sharif. So we're doing various ahadith. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh has brought various ahadith, many ahadith under this chapter, to impress upon us the importance of taking our time for tilawat of Qur'an. We explain that a person has got time in his heart and he likes to do whatever he enjoys. Har cheez bhi maza hai, har cheez bhi maza hai, agar dil bhi jaga hai. That a person finds enjoyment in anything, so long as he's got place for it in his heart. That man that has got place for Quran Sharif in his heart, he can read and read and read, and he doesn't get tired of it. He doesn't find it hard. So therefore, we should make special place in our heart for the recitation of Quran Sharif. And it's a thing like this, the more we read, the more we practice, the more that enjoyment grows. So sometimes people say that I'm not getting any enjoyment. We're not reading for the enjoyment. Enjoyment is like the cherry on the top that Allah Ta'ala gives a person. The actual thing is to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, understand that this is the kalam of Allah, this is the letter that my Allah Ta'ala has written to me. I'm reading it and enjoying it. This is what Allah Ta'ala is telling me to read. So I make it a point of reading it. Ulama explain, when a person is far away, he's in another distant land, and his wife, for example, has to write a letter to him, or his son has to write a letter to him, he'll take it and he'll hold it close to himself. He'll have a lot of love for it. This is a letter from my beloved son or my beloved wife. And imagine a letter coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has created us, the one who has made us, the one who's taking care of us. That Allah ta'ala is giving us something to read. Shouldn't we appreciate it, love it, take out that time that is necessary every day and have some contact with Quran Sharif. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين رواه مسلم. هذا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that through this book Allah Ta'ala elevates some people and Allah Ta'ala degrades others, to the extent that a person has got amal in his life, to the extent that the person follows the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through this book, Allah ta'ala will give a person respect. And a person who turns away from this Quran Sharif, a person that doesn't follow the rules and the regulations of Quran Sharif, then to that extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate a person, because he's going against the Quran Sharif. So you get a person of the highest category. Ulama explained, the highest category, one is person making tilawat of Quran, and he is following the laws of the Quran, and he is taking care of Quran Sharif. So this person will be at the highest category. Then you'll get another person, he'll still read Quran Sharif, but he doesn't follow the laws of the Quran Sharif. He's not following it. So he's not right at the bottom, but at the same time, because he's not following, Allah Ta'ala won't give him that level of respect. Allah won't give him that honor of that person that is following Quran Sharif. And then you get a person who doesn't read the Quran Sharif, nor does he follow it. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will humiliate him. Although he's got Quran Sharif in his house, he may keep it on his shelf, but this person doesn't follow what is in the Quran Sharif, he's not making amal on it, Allah Ta'ala will disgrace him. There's one famous incident in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had appointed Nafi ibn Abdul Haris as the governor of Makkah Mukarramah. Hazrat Nafi ibn Abdul Haris as the governor of Makkah Sharif. So once he asked him that who have you appointed as governor in Makkah Mukarramah in your absence? So Manafi rahmatullah alayh had come to visit Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was in Medina Sharif. So the first question, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was very alive to what is happening. Very alive to what is happening. That if one of the governors had come to see him, then immediately he'll check with them that in your place, who you put in charge? You couldn't have just left a place and come here without putting someone else in your place. So he was alive to what was happening, exactly what was happening, and he kept himself abreast of the conditions of people so that he wouldn't falter. This is also something very important for a person who is in a leadership position. He must be knowing what is happening with his subjects. He must be knowing what is happening generally around him. So like that, a person who is a leader of his community also, he must be knowing what is happening in the community. A person is the head of the madrasa, he should be knowing what is happening in the madrasa. So like that, this head of state should be knowing what is happening in his state. So anyway, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had asked Hazrat Nafi rahmatullah alayh, asked him that Who have you put in your absence? Who have you put in your place in your absence? So he replied, Ibn Abza. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked, who is this Ibn Abza? So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked, so Nafi told him, he is one of our slaves. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked in astonishment, that you put a slave in your place? So look at the reply of Hazrat Nafi rahmatullahi alayhi. So he said, that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, that this person makes tilawat of Quran, and he knows the laws of inheritance. In other words, he is the one that has knowledge of deen, and at the same time also he is a man of Quran. He is not an ordinary person, he is a man of Quran Sharif, and he is a man that knows the laws of inheritance, he knows the laws of deen. So when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, you have done well, you have done a good thing. It doesn't matter that a man outwardly is a slave, but if he is a man of Quran Sharif, then he is the man that is befitting to be in that place. He knows the laws also, and he is a man of Quran Sharif. So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu recited this hadith, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, through this book, Allah Ta'ala elevates some people, and through this book Allah Ta'ala degrades them. Person can come from a very rich background, a very noble background, but he doesn't follow the Quran Sharif, he goes against the laws of it. Very soon this person will be humiliated, he'll be disgraced. And here you're seeing a slave, a person who outwardly got no status, but because of Quran Sharif, what status Allah Ta'ala gives that person. So we don't do it for status, we don't recite Quran Sharif for status, but this is the fringe benefit, this is one of the benefits that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives to a person who takes his kalam close to his heart. So may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we take our time every day and we recite Quran Sharif. It should never be a day that we don't recite Quran Sharif. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he mentions very nicely. He said, one way for a person to finish tilawat of Quran every day, one easy method, is if you haven't finished your tilawat of Quran for the day, don't have your supper. If you don't have your supper, then what happens? The person is hungry, he won't go without that supper. So he'll make sure he finishes his tilawat of Quran and then his supper. He'll do it for 1-2 days, and then after that, he'll make sure the tilawat is finished before supper time comes, so his supper doesn't get delayed. Otherwise, what happens if we just leave it? Then we will get lazy and the Quran Sharif will also be left. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.